welcome back. This is the Alex Jones program, but I'm Webster Copley here in Washington, D.C., sitting in for Alex this afternoon as guest host. And we've obviously got a lot to cover. The new regime. We've had the Obamageddon. Obamageddon has occurred, and we're still standing, and we still intend to resist the attempt to transform the U.S. economy and institutions in what can only be called a fascist, neo-fascist, fascistoid, social fascist direction. Might as well call it a plain old fascist direction. Notice that the American people are still majority anti-fascist. 48%, even according to the official statistics, 48% have rejected Obama. This is not a landslide. This is nothing like LBJ defeating Goldwater. This is nothing like Nixon defeating McGovern. It's nothing like Reagan defeating Carter. Nothing like Reagan defeating Mondale. In those cases, the losers came out with two, three, four, five states. This is nothing like that. This is an evenly divided country. Notice that there is no debate in the hysterical, controlled Wall Street media. No debate at all about the mandate. Well, there is no mandate. There's no mandate for Obama to do anything. First of all, because if we add in the Acorn and related vote fraud, right, remembering that this time around, in sharp contrast to 2000 and 2004, the ruling class, the finance oligarchs, have decreed that the vote fraud machines will be geared up in favor of the Democrat. This is, of course, the oligarchical consensus in favor of Obama, Obama being the candidate of the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberger Group, the Rand Corporation, the Chicago School of Economics, the Skull and Bones people, and the foundations, above all, the foundations. They have decreed that this time around, vote fraud is in favor of Obama. Clearly, there's also the media hysteria, the unprecedented corruption of the various Wall Street media whores falling all over themselves with their fawning adulation, never daring to question the utopian and messianic rhetoric of the new Messiah. But even in the face of all of this, almost half have rejected Obama, and I think if we had an honest vote count, which we're unlikely to ever get, we'd find that it's, if not 50-50, it might even be 51-49 against Obama. Some of these states, of course, were very, very close. Wherever it was that close, you'd have to look into Acorn vote fraud. But since McCain has cravenly capitulated, we're very, very unlikely to ever get accurate vote counts in those areas. So the first thing we have to remember is Obama is not a legitimate president. There is no legitimacy here. He is another tenant of the White House. It's unfortunate. For the past 8 years, we've had a tenant of the White House. We got another tenant of the White House. We do not have a constitutionally legitimized presidency. One of the reasons for this is the questions about Obama's birth and citizenship have never been answered. We should obviously keep raising the demand in order to underline his illegitimacy, if nothing else, that Obama has to show the full, detailed vault copy of his birth certificate. We demand to see it. It's not enough to assure us that he was born in this or that hospital in Hawaii. There are very credible, detailed reports that he was born in Kenya. He is a citizen of Kenya, and after that, he transferred his citizenship to Indonesia. He apparently never became an American citizen. So we've now got an illegal alien in the White House. Historical models come to mind. In France, it was a Corsican. In Germany, it was an Austrian. And now in the U.S., it seems to be a Kenyan. So maybe we're following in those footsteps. Let's hope not. Let's mobilize to stop it.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Program. I'm Webster Tarpley here in Washington, D.C., sitting in for Alex this afternoon. Just looking ahead now, we've got to mobilize what amounts to a united front against fascism. We'll find a better name for that as time goes on. It will grow out of the mobilization itself, I'm sure. Obama's not legitimate. He's a usurper. He's a new tenant of the White House. He has not produced his detailed birth certificate. We don't know who he is. We don't know what his name is. We don't know where he's from. McCain has let us down, obviously. McCain needed to talk about the citizenship issue. McCain needed to call attention to the efforts of Philip J. Berg of Philadelphia at the Supreme Court. I was there with him last Thursday afternoon when the paperwork went in to Justice Souter of the Supreme Court. That was disallowed then on the late afternoon of the Monday of this week before the election. This issue remains open. As long as we have the colorable claim of a illegal alien in the White House, this issue remains open, and it's a perfectly legitimate constitutional issue. What's the big objection to Bush and Cheney? They trample on the Constitution. Let's start respecting the Constitution. And of course, if you want to get your hand on the thermonuclear button, which is what Obama is now approaching, We get to know everything about you. We get to know every detail of your life. There's no such thing as a private sphere. The other question that McCain let us down on are the Larry Sinclair allegations. The question of, what Larry Sinclair has talked about. Encounters in November of 1999 with Obama indulging in crack cocaine. Those are the charges that were made, and therefore this also has got to be dealt with. McCain has let us down. Most of all, perhaps, McCain forfeited his moral claim to the presidency when he voted in favor of the infamous $700 billion bailout for Wall Street derivatives. McCain needed to separate himself from Bush. What better way to do it than to reject, with a spectacular gesture, the bankrupt bailout policy? He could have said no to that, and with Obama voting for it, McCain could then have pointed out that all of Obama's promises about middle-class tax cuts and health care that will never be realized, because Obama has given away $700 billion with his vote in the Senate before he ever gets to the White House. So this is simply not going to happen. If we want to look ahead, though, let's look ahead through the transition period. We may have, you know, economic crisis obviously coming back during the transition. We're going to have possible confrontations starting quite soon. But the 100 days will then be the big push. They'll try to have the Fairness Doctrine, institutionalize these militias, have new bailouts, impose cap and trade, new free trade systems, loot Social Security, and at the same time, the foreign policy establishment will move towards confrontation with Russia. New false flag events are not ruled out simply because those are now possible once again, once we have the beatific personality of Obama to come forward and say the bomb went off, country X did it, therefore we are going to be at war with country X. Bush and Cheney had long since lost that capability. There are a lot of people in the ruling elite who think that with Obama, they've got it back. They may try it. Let's us be ready to undercut that kind of nonsense. The question of a new 9/11 comes back on the table from the moment that they've got Obama in the White House to talk about this stuff. Otherwise, we can go back to the Carter model. I've written about this in Obama, the Postmodern Coup. There's a good 30 or 40 page history of the Carter regime. It was catastrophic. It was made up of members of the Trilateral Commission. Carter immediately got into trouble with Congress, and I think Obama will too, even though Carter, of course, had big Democratic majorities in the way that Obama does. When you run as the savior and the anointed one, you're not asking for a mandate for any specific set of policies. What is Obama's program? Well, it's to be the savior. What is Obama's base? It's personality cultists for Obama. There's no issue really involved, hope and change. The problem with that is then once you get into power and you actually have to make concrete decisions, every time you make one, you're turning off half or a third or a very large proportion of your base. Obama has served as a screen for the projection of the fantasies and wishes of a whole bunch of left liberal lemmings and other people in the population. That will rapidly come to an end once he gets into the White House, if he does, and has to make these decisions. So that will be a problem. There's also the megalomania inherent in Obama. The guy is an egomaniac. His habitual position is looking down his nose at the rest of the world. He is an elitist. He's an oligarch. He's a typical product of the foundation-funded overclass. So that is not going to make for good relations with various people in the Congress. So we can look at Carter. Carter peaked in terms of his popularity at the end of his 100 days, and after that, Carter went down, down, down. And within 12 months after the 100 days were over, Carter had lost 25 points in the polls. He was an unpopular president by the spring of 1978, and he never regained his popularity except for a kind of rally around the flag when the hostages in Iran were taken, which was, of course, one of the operations of the Carter administration itself. So the 100 days, we've got to get through the 100 days, try to block some of this legislation, look around for institutional support in that. 48-49% of the American people reject Obama. There still is a Republican Party. There's still a significant group of Republican senators. They can be forced to block some of this legislation. You're basically dealing with two gangs. One gang is now much stronger. One gang is weaker. You've obviously got to try to play the weaker gang against the stronger gang and try to avoid the worst at that point. The goal is gridlock. The goal is partisan paralysis. The goal is a situation where nothing gets through the Congress. If we could guarantee that, that's what we would like to have. So that's the 100 days. After that, we'll have to get through 2 years. Some people suggest that there might be a false flag attempt to try to refurbish Obama's image. That's, of course, a clear possibility. The other thing we need to look at, let's look back at Mussolini. This is a distant mirror, but I think this is unfortunately one of the more accurate ones. Mussolini, you'll remember, took power in October 1922 with the March on Rome. It could have easily been dispersed, but the king demanded that Mussolini be allowed to form a government. Now, Mussolini had to govern with a coalition. He had fascists, nationalists, conservatives, liberals, Catholics, and this was a problem for him. Obama, look, if you look at it, it seems like they're all Democrats, but within the Democrats, there are different groups. There are some conservative Democrats. There are blue dogs, the old boll weevils, whatever you want to call them. There are also New Deal types like Marcy Kaptur. There are different factions inside the House Democrats and even the House, the Senate Democrats. Not all of them are part of the Obama Kool-Aid drinking personality cult. There will be some resistance, some friction there, I would think, depending on what he does. In the case of Mussolini, he concentrated during the first couple of years on changing the election laws. That was one side of it. I think with Obama, we're going to see an attempt to use the fairness doctrine and various kinds of hate crime or hate speech regulations to try to suppress political dissent. So that would be the modern analog to what Mussolini was doing then. The other thing is the militias. Mussolini created, in the first year that he was in power, the Voluntary National Security Militia. It sounds exactly like the Homeland Security Corps and the Green Corps and these other things that Obama is talking about. And I believe this is probably conscious, not on the part of Obama, but on the part of others. There's also, with Mussolini, the fight to consolidate a dictatorship. You don't immediately get a dictatorship in a parliamentary system, or even more so in the U.S. system. Therefore, there's a fight to make the dictatorship stick, right? To put it together and try to suppress dissent in the parliament, in the Congress, and in public opinion. Remember, fascistization is a process by which the various institutions of society, political parties, trade unions, sports clubs, regional associations, any kind of institution that allows people to act together is a means by which a regime can be resisted. And therefore, fascism tends to go after those and try to weaken them. And in this country, I think talk radio would be one of the prominent ones. In Italy in 1924, in the midst of Mussolini tampering with the election laws, there emerged a single figure of resistance, a guy called Matteotti, who was then assassinated by people sympathetic to Mussolini. So look for various individuals and various institutions coming to personify the resistance against this new regime. One of the mistakes that they made in Italy was that they did not understand the need to unite. They had all kinds of people who didn't like the fascist regime, but they were always squabbling and quibbling about this or that ideological point. You need to get over that relatively rapidly and form a coherent opposition front around mainly this list of no's. That's the easiest thing, is to be able to agree on what you don't want. No bailouts, no fairness doctrine, no militias, and so forth. No confrontation with Russia, China, and so on down the line. The other thing that happened with Mussolini in the course of his consolidation of the dictatorship was a large part of the Italian parliament just got up and left. They left the Italian parliament and they went to the Aventine Hill, right, one of the seven hills of Rome, and they set up their own opposition counter-parliament. This did not work well. this is a topic we don't want to imitate. But the bottom line is, it took Mussolini 2 to 3 years before he was able to consolidate a dictatorship. So it means that all is not lost. Mobilize now.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Webster Tarpley here in Washington, D.C. I am Alex's guest host standing in for him today, this afternoon. I'm the author of Obama, the Postmodern Coup, and Obama, the Unauthorized Biography. The Postmodern Coup, you can get at Infowars.com. The Unauthorized Biography, you've got to go to Amazon.com. And I'm happy to say that the German edition of the Postmodern Coup is number 65 on Amazon of Germany, meaning that it's the best seller. It's the number one book on the U.S. election that people are turning to. And I hope they watch out, because it is a warning to people in Europe. Don't be made into a kamikaze puppet for Zbigniew Brzezinski's apocalyptic confrontation and settling of accounts with Russia, because that's what he wants to do. Wipe out Russia, wipe out China, and the Anglo-American Empire can go on for another 100 years. Just to sum up, the way to think about the current time, I think, is to go back to this Mussolini model. October 1922, March on Rome. It's a bunch of ragtag goons and hooligans. It's sort of like the stuff we see with Obama, but it's a pretext to make Mussolini then the prime minister. In the first year that he's in power, he creates the voluntary national security militia. So learn something from that. No militias, no volunteer groups under any circumstances. And at the same time, he's tampering with the election law. Today, it would be tampering with free speech under the fairness doctrine and other pretexts that these totalitarian liberals, politically correct fanatics, may come up with. In 1924, we have the emergence of resistance around this Matteotti, who is then liquidated. So political assassinations coming forward, possibility. Then we have the crushing of the opposition inside the parliament. This is the so-called Aventine succession. And after that, by 1925, Italy is in effect a one-party state. So it takes 2 years plus to get to that. By December of 1925, Mussolini is head of government, means he doesn't have to turn to the parliament to get a majority anymore. And by 1928, all the other parties except the fascist party are banned. So that's about a timetable. That's a timetable of 5 to 6 years. The crisis today, of course, as the stock market is reminding us, even as we speak, this is obviously a very acute crisis. Maybe our institutions are a little bit stronger. The concept of the Constitution, stronger, I think, in the American people than in the Italians of those days. Let's hope so. We're going to need every bit of help we can get. So I urge people now to think about developing that kind of a perspective. The transition, the 100 days, and then the 2 years. Looking forward to essentially ending the one-party state by November of the year 2010, 2 years from now. I urge people, don't look to any established political party or faction to do this for you. You will have to do this yourself. People should begin to look around for congressional seats and indeed Senate seats that they can compete for in the coming years. And that means having a two-year perspective towards November of 2010 to take back the government. The goal of all of this is not to get government out of your lives. It's to get you into the government, that you take over the government and run it according to the needs of the American people, which are, of course, constitutional government, the continuation of freedom, and economic recovery conducted under the all-important General Welfare Clause of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Alex kids me. He calls me a liberal. I'm not a liberal. I'm an American system traditionalist. This is the main line of American history. Government, Governor Winthrop of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, Benjamin Franklin, the founder of the post office, Alexander Hamilton, without whom the country would have collapsed within the first 10 to 15 years when the British had us on their death watch, Henry Clay of Kentucky, who coined the term the American system, meaning a protective tariff, internal improvements, a national bank, and the promotion of science. That's the big influence, of course, on Lincoln, along with Matthew Carey and Henry Carey. We then have the prairie populists of the 1880s and 1890s, the Omaha Convention, which is the same idea. Get you into the government. You take over the government. Mobilize politically. Don't go into the wilderness and live in a hut, but go to Washington and take over the Congress. Because if these people can do it, by God, anybody can. If that guy can become president, then anybody can get into the Congress. And then, of course, the New Deal of Franklin D. Roosevelt and the attempted revival of that, the New Frontier of John F. Kennedy. That's the American tradition. That is what we have to work with. And I urge you to mobilize, even if you don't agree with all of that, mobilize to take over the Congress in November of 2010. And this means you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Program. This is Webster Tarpley in Washington, D.C., filling in or attempting to fill in for Alex this afternoon. Let me just sum it up. You got to look for means of institutional resistance. You've got about half of the American people who don't like the new regime. This is no landslide. There is no mandate for any kind of radical change, nothing of that sort. It's essentially another close to a draw, 50-50 situation. This is not a permanent realignment of the party system in any way, shape, or form. It all depends on the figure of Barack Obama, who won't be there forever. He can't be the center of a 40-year cycle. Same thing would have been true with McCain. It means that the party realignment remains open. The question of the permanent majority, one way or the other, remains open. Look around for possible institutional resistance. Look for those Republicans in the Congress. Look for conservative Democrats. Look for some New Deal Democrats, the kind of combination that came together in the House against the bailout the first time around is your guideline, I would say. And, of course, Don't forget the Supreme Court. Nobody is used to looking to the Supreme Court for anything positive these days, what with Roberts, Alito, Thomas, and Scalia running around there. But, you know, lots of things have turned into their opposite this year, and maybe some of these characters will too, right? That is the genius of the founders, right? That John Adams, dead for 200 years and more, is more powerful than some of these little schemers like Axelrod, Plouffe, and Favreau. We now have time for some calls. We have lines open at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. So let's go right to your calls. Let's go to William in Texas. Welcome, William.
Webster, love to listen to you, but the first hour is always the hardest. After you talk for about an hour, you get a little fatigued and tired, and you fall under the heading of easy listening, which I love. But your work, man, your IQ is, I think, obviously higher than most of the audience, because you are a wealth of information, and you are firing with both barrels, certainly initially. And, you know, it's just, you got a lot to say, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, great. So look, did I convince you to do anything is the point. You got to bear with me. I've been on the radio probably more hours in the past 48 than I care to mention. So if I get a little bit hoarse, you
got to
bear with me. This is warfare, my friend. This is war.
Tell me about your
plans to run for Congress.
I'm sorry?
Tell me about your plans to run for Congress. You're not going to sit there like a literary critic and say, well, the voice was a little bit hoarse in the upper registers. What are you going to do?
Well, you know, I've really thought about this a lot, and I can tell you that how I feel and from what I see, I think there were more people that voted against the other opponent than voted for.
I think you're right. But we've had Acorn vote fraud, and we've got the mass brainwashing. This was a postmodern coup. This was a CIA people power coup. I wrote a book about it. It's called Obama, the Postmodern Coup. It's the same thing they did in Kiev. They did it in Tiflis. They tried to do it in Beirut. Interestingly, in Beirut, they couldn't do it. If you have an actual mass organization, which in that case was Hezbollah, there's no way around it. Hezbollah stopped them cold. If we had a mass organization, we could stop them cold, too. Obviously, it wouldn't be Hezbollah, but you get the idea.
Yes. I think, though, that in looking at the states that that voted against, I don't want to say it the other way, that voted against Obama, I've lived in a majority of those states in my years, and I know how those people are. And if they think there's going to be any kind of Obama honeymoon here, they are at totally too far up in their ivory towers and out of touch. I think that people, it's not that Obama is so great. It looks to me like it's just that George Bush is that bad.
Sure thing. Thank you for your call, William. We look forward to you coming forward politically. Obviously, there were countercurrents, right? One current was the hatred of Bush, Cheney, the neocons, the desire to punish the Republicans for their deregulation agenda, for letting the derivatives monsters run wild. And then, of course, there was a countercurrent, which was the fear and loathing of the unknown Obama, with all of the very, very sordid and unsavory associations that he brought in. So I think, yes, there is an anti-fascist majority in this country. Anyway, that's the historical bet we've got to place. Place a bet on the fact that the American people are still anti-fascist in spite of all of this brainwashing, 9/11, Iraq war, and so forth. This is the anti-fascist country par excellence, and we don't want to forget it. Let's remind people the lines are open at 1-800-259-9231, and let's go to Sean in California.
Hey, Webster, just a couple of quick comments and then a question. Excellent intro into Obama, and specifically what to be aware of in terms of his policies and how to start to combat them. But just two quick comments. You know, I find continued discussion of Obama's citizenship status and his passions of drugs really a futile and mostly a diversion and waste of energy. I mean, we've got bigger things to worry about, and I'm concerned that those are going to be used as divisive and diversionary tactics.
Look, just on that, I think any issue is legitimate. And again, some guy said to me, it sounds like you want to have the Napoleonic code where you're considered guilty until you're proven innocent. Yes, for presidential candidates, we want the Napoleonic code. In other words, you've got to prove to us. You want to get your hand on the thermonuclear button. You want to get the launch codes. You've got to prove to us. Therefore, the burden of proof is on Obama. You want to be considered a U.S. citizen. You want this to shut up and go away. As Phil Berg said repeatedly, bring out the birth certificate. Why is this so hard? And I'm not in the business of declaring any issue off the table. You've got a pretty heterogeneous, right, different groups that are coming together now in fear of Obama, want to resist him. Every one of those will bring its own outlook. In other words, for some people, the issue of the illegal alien is going to be the big one. That's not the case for me, but fine. All of this stuff is on the table, right? It's a smorgasbord of reasons. Any reason to oppose Obama is a good one.
Well, I would just say prioritize. I mean, I think we're in a situation now where we really got to stay focused, and so prioritization is really the key. And focusing on that one issue, I don't think is going
to. Now, I didn't do that today. I gave you about a dozen issues that I think are more important, but this obviously remains. Look, the Constitution, think of it. We had a terrible civil war. I think we've got to learn from that. If you don't have the Constitution, you may have civil war. I'll take the Constitution. And it says in there, natural-born citizen, and I don't think he is. So if he wants to shut us up, bring forward the birth certificate. And let's push on.
Okay, well, let me go back to what I think is a bigger issue here, and that is we got a situation now where, what was the vote, 45? You got 47% of the population voted for him across the country, something like that?
Well, those are the official figures. We got to factor in Acorn vote fraud, right? We've got the graveyard vote. We've got the Axelrod Plouffe daily machine. So factor that in, too. I think it's about 50-50, or maybe anti-fascist 51.
I think what concerns me the most is we've got now some 40-odd percent of the population who have really become just Obama bots, who are now looking at this man as some sort of deity. Now, of course, the mass media has done a lot of work to present him as such. But so we've got a situation where the rest of us, or some subset of the rest of us who are actually thinking clearly, now have an administration, an incredibly powerful administration and private industry we got to battle. But we've got some 40-odd percent left-wing fruitcakes who view this man as a deity, who we also have to fight, who would be the perfect candidates as brown shirts going forward. How in the heck are we going to deal with that mess?
Yeah, look, I think you're much too pessimistic. The Obama vote total is not composed exclusively or even primarily of the Kool-Aid drinking fanatical lemming personality cultist. It's not. There's probably a group, I mean, it seems to me that it's the left liberals who are the worst offenders in this regard, right, which is maybe 10 or 15%. A lot of those people who voted for Obama did so in desperation because they're looking for a way out of this terrible economic situation. Now, the Republicans didn't help. The Republicans had ads. I was, you know, listening to the ones for the battleground state of Virginia. The Republicans were saying, if you vote for Obama, government-sponsored health care is on its way. Well, a lot of people hear that, and they'll say, hallelujah, I need health care. I don't care who's giving it to me. Don't tell me about free enterprise and, you know, the Austrian school. We need health care, not lectures about economic theory. So the Republicans, by their primitive and stupid economic propaganda, have played into this. A lot of people really think that Obama's going to redistribute the wealth. A lot of those people are hurting. Now, naturally, he's not going to do that. The wealth will be redistributed into the pockets of Soros and Rockefeller and Rohatyn and Rubin and Goldman Sachs. That's going to be the reality. But I would not, in a million years, say that there's half of the American people who are in the lemming category of the Kool-Aid Obama drinkers. I'd say it's more like 10 or 15%. There is the special case of the black community where you can understand the mechanisms that were involved. It's unfortunate, right? It was a demagogic ploy aimed at them as well. Some of them have succumbed, not all. There are very important black voices. There's Glenn Ford, who's talked about Obama as the war ho. There are authoritative. There's people like Kidi Awadu at the LIB network in Los Angeles, who's been very, very critical, and a number of others. But I would not be pessimistic. In other words, the 50% that seem to support Obama are the ones who have projected their wishes onto this blank slate. As soon as he gets into office, he's going to start losing large chunks, both on his left and on his right, because of the things that he's going to do.
I hope you're right. I just look back to Clinton, and we gave him, quite a few years of free reign before anybody started
questioning. Yeah, but Clinton, listen, I don't know where you get this. Clinton, the only thing we can say about Clinton is that he was better than Bush the elder, better than Dole, and better than Bush the younger. And the idea that Clinton was somehow the end of the world is, I find, fantastic. This is where I part company with the right-wing brand of thinking. Right? Clinton was, if anything, a relative respite compared to what had come before, the alternative with Dole, and then the Bush regime. Anyway, Obama is... Forget it. There's just no comparison between Clinton and Obama. You can compare Obama to Carter, but then as soon as you've said Carter, you've got to say, yes, like Carter, but 100 or 1,000 times worse. That's your real connection. Obama, in some ways, is the most corrupt candidate since Aaron Burr. You've got to go way back to get something comparable to Obama. Last comment, if you like.
I'll disagree with you on that. They came out of it. These guys are all in the same boat. Just because one's rowing one oar and one's rowing the other, it doesn't really matter.
Here's the difference. Thank you for your call. We got to push on. But let me just comment in transition. The big difference is who has a fascist mass movement or who has something that looks like a fascist mass movement. Clinton never had this. Nor did Bush the elder, nor did Bush the younger. McCain had no movement. There was no group in the population that was fanatically, hysterically devoted to the personality cult of McCain. That is what made McCain more attractive. It made him a lesser evil because he was, quite frankly, weaker. He didn't have the 200,000 German lemmings at the Brandenburg Gate. He could not inflame Africa to kick out the Chinese. He couldn't do any of that. As an imperialist, as a strike breaker, as an austerity enforcer, McCain was just weaker up and down the line. We would have been better off with McCain, no matter what, how evil his subjective intentions might have been. And now you're going to see what it's like when you get the power of the executive combined with this aspect of the fascist mass movement. Now, let me stress, it's a theatrical movement. It's not a real movement. It's not, like some, worker-based left-wing party that can put, real people into the streets in a serious way. It's the sort of, the stuff you saw on TV last night in Grant Park. But that's enough to allow the media to go to work and use that for mass brainwashing purposes. So that's the problem we face. How about John in Ohio? You still with us, John?
Yes, I am, Webster. I think you say some wonderful things, but I do have some differences. I do believe that we can't pander to some of these right-wing attitudes. I think the best way of exposing and attacking Obama's false face is to link him with exactly the policies of the people who voted for him out of hatred for the Bush Cheney team, showing on every issue from the police state to the wars that he's every bit as much a reactionary warmonger as these gangsters are, and he's going to be more slick. And if we link him to the fact that the Project for New American Century had not only those Middle East countries as their targets to dominate the world, but only as a first step, as a lever against China and Russia. This was their plan of the PNAC neocons, and this is now being carried out in its second phase by Obama. And I think if we show that his warmongering is, as you very eloquently do, is even more dangerous because it's simply the extension of the Bush-Cheney operation. And if we constantly link him to the people who voted for him because of hatred for Bush and Cheney, I think that's a good approach. And I also resent this idea that pandering to some of these right-wing attitudes like Jerome Corsi, bottom feeders like that, because I think those people are exactly perpetrating the kinds of attitudes, the kind of hysteria against Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Russia, and China. We can't deal with these people because they are using their attacks of Obama in an exactly inverted way, calling him ridiculously a socialist. Socialists detest Obama's policies. WSWS.org and others have been pointing out constantly that he's just the new face and that he is the man of the financial elite. They even quoted, for instance, the elite economist and Financial Times of London saying that everybody should vote for Obama because he will put a better face, a more effective face on the policies of the elite. So I think, you know, we've got to constantly link Obama with the hated Bush and Cheney policies, and I think this is the best way to go. And I just feel that any pandering to some of these right wingers is actually playing into their hands.
No pandering here, John. Thank you for your call. We just got a break now. We'll be back in a minute to wrap up, I believe.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit PrisonPlanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at PrisonPlanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is actually Webster Tarpley filling in this afternoon for Alex from the suburbs of Washington, D.C. In answer to the last caller, I have to defend Corsi. Naturally, Corsi's stuff about Iran I wouldn't agree with. But Corsi's book on Obama performed an important public service. It has limits that I would regard as the ideology. I would say the way to deal with Obama is to tell the truth. It's unfortunately the case that his ideological matrix is that of neo-fascism. And this is true. And it's also better politics. It would have served the Republicans better, but they obviously were just incapable of doing this. But within the limits of what he did, Corsi performed an important public service. And, of course, Obama is an exponent not just of escalated wars in Afghanistan, Sudan, and vis-a-vis Russia, China, but by voting for the FISA law, he gave this retroactive immunity to the telecoms. Look, we got three callers left. Let's give each caller 30 seconds. You talk 30 seconds. I'll try to answer you in 30, and we'll get all three in. Let's go to Daryl in Hawaii. You got half a minute. Okay, let's go to Don in New York City.
Hello. I just wanted to ask a quick question. How would Obama get what would he use to fight against our Second Amendment rights, and how would he do this? Like, what laws would he pass and stuff like that?
What are we talking about? Gun control?
Yes, Obama's plan for gun control. How would
he
impose it?
Okay, he comes out of this thing called the Joyce Foundation, and the Joyce Foundation is one of the ones that it represents the ruling class commitment to gun control as a blanket federal regulation. And you want to see what Obama's going to do? Don't listen to the words coming out of Obama's mouth, but go to the website of the Joyce Foundation and look at the kind of stuff that they've been doing. Probably on the Joyce Foundation website, you can figure out who Obama's principal advisor is in areas of gun control. It's always better to listen to the advisors. If you listen to Obama, you get rhetoric. If you listen to the advisors, they'll tell you what he's going to do, like Brzezinski, who says it's time to get tough with Russia. So that, I think, would be the guide. How about we have a caller, I think, Ronnie in Texas.
Yeehaw.
Fire
away. Briefly, I ran in 2000 to defeat here lapdog Lloyd Doggett, but you were challenging us to participate, and I'm proud to do so. But anyway, Clinton, and I disagree with you, I think Clinton is still an evil, traitorous stooge for Zionism, and really only to be topped by the Cheney Bush regime. And look out for Vice President what?
As one of our callers was saying, you cannot essentially start saying, I won't cooperate with Corsi because of his biography or this or that. In the case of these politicians, you're playing one against another. In other words, think of it as using an instrument. The ambition and the hatred felt by Bill and Hillary against Obama might be an asset. Don't rule it out. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I misunderstood you, but I was just also going to say that Joe Bilderberger Biden is really the one, the control agent. He keeps Obama in line. Obama doesn't, there's not a chance we're going to get anything good out of Obama because, like I said, Joe Biden, who's been a Bilderberger for literally decades.
Quite right.
And so if people would learn about that, then I'd Google Bilderberger and you'd be amazed in the
okay,
control.
Well, that's what Obama is. I'm afraid we've run out of time. Thank you, Ronnie. It's the Bilderberger Trilateral Rand Corporation regime. Joe Biden, of course, from the PNA credit card gouging. Remember, Obama, the postmodern coup here at InfoWars, and Obama, the unauthorized biography at Amazon.com. And I thank Alex for letting me sit in for him this afternoon. And remember, more than ever, get active or get radioactive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.